public from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, Obama has come out and said that entrepreneurs are lazy scum, basically. You didn't build jack squat. So we got a couple of these evil people sitting there while I talked to the last two guests. Briefly, talking to Ralph and then Marty and Ken, at least. Sorry to David and Jason. We probably won't have time to get to you, but we'll see what happens. Real fast, Ralph, how evil of an entrepreneur scum are you?
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Man, it's great to talk to you. Been listening for a while, first-time caller. I'm from Chicago. As you know, that this is the mafia capital. Previously, my grandfather, when he started the company, we're actually a payroll service. We do a lot of the payroll for a lot of the local businesses in the suburbs. And he would tell me back in the days that he would get shaked down a lot for not complying with whatever they needed or whatever they wanted. And nowadays, it's more of so it's bureaucracy that we have to put up with. And I have to deal with Homeland Security almost every day for some employees not filing proper paperwork. And I've been threatened and shut down. I've been fined countlessly.
Oh, yeah. Listen, Texas isn't bad compared to other states, but Ted Anderson, half the time I call Ted Anderson up at Genesis, he's got state auditors. He said, just everybody gets this. And they just come in and buy, or inspectors for the building. I mean, talk about socialism. I mean, what a joke.
It's a complete joke. And I don't know what to do. I think about it every day. My wife thinks about it. I don't know what to tell my children. I could be at risk any day for, a shutdown, and this is my livelihood.
Well, yeah, that's all Patriot Act compliance, where you've got to spy on everybody, and they lie to you and say that Homeland Security is in control of you. It's indentured servitude.
We have a lawyer, a personal friend of mine who does work for us when I do need him, and he tells me that a lot of the things that he sees is very unconstitutional. A lot of the things that he sees is just them putting pressure just to get what they want.
So what are they wanting? I mean, wanting you to spy on people, or what is it?
They come in with new forms every week. They want social security numbers. They want us to comply with. They want us to do because there's so many people in Chicago that they don't know who's illegal and who's not, and they want to make sure that we're not employing or paying.
But then meanwhile, they're hiring the illegals and bringing them in. It's just a way to harass businesses. I appreciate your call. Horrible to hear that. Marty in Florida, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, Alex. I've been in construction for 40 years, and not once have I seen any government officials around. I mean, outside it gets 100 degrees. It gets that hot that, you can't, they'd pass out. And I just feel like for him to say that.
Yeah, turn your radio off.
He makes me so mad.
You got to turn your radio off.
Alex, also, I've got a little issue here. There was a guy in Leesburg, was killed at 1:30 in the morning. His door was kicked in by cops, and they
I saw that. They came to the wrong house, and he had a gun, so they shot him. Right?
They shot him dead, man. All he done, he opened the door to find out who was there because they didn't identify themselves. And they shot him dead.
Government creates everything. I mean, they gave him a gift.
I mean, and there's a guy standing
there. No, sir. They gave him a gift. They came to the wrong house, banged on the door, opened it, and shot him. I mean, that's government. They look at what Hitler and Stalin and Mao and Fidel Castro and Pol Pot and Genghis Khan and Julius Caesar. They and Vlad the Impaler. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about the network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Making the rounds since this weekend when President Barack Obama gave the speech, and it's the standard speech he's giving all over the country. This is off of a teleprompter, complete with the fake pausing and occasional halting and stuttering he does to make it look like he's actually genuine and giving a real speech. And Comrade Obama, praise the state, ungrateful, individualist, heathen. He said, if you've got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen. He went on to say, government research created the Internet so that all the companies could make money off the Internet. Funny, I thought Al Gore created it in 1990 as a senator, even though it was around in the 60s. And at first it was government sending itself little messages. And then people starting in the 80s began to get on it, began buying hardware and adding to it and building their own servers and paying for the telecoms to give them rack space. And we the people built what is the Internet today, and the millions of programmers and code writers and artists and people that created the websites and the journalists and the people taking photos and people doing videos. That's what built the giant online communication slash market compendium that is the internet. And what government did, Eisenhower warned us about the fact that at that time in 1961 in his farewell address, over 90%, around 91% of all research, public and private, was being funded by government. There was always that research going on before in America and Europe and powering the Industrial Revolution. Governments began taking taxpayer money to control development of technology. We'd probably be 100 years ahead if it wasn't for them. A lot of futurists and scientists have broken down the numbers. I mean, they've been suppressing technology. It allows big combines that control government, special interest to use government regulators to shut down what they call disruptive technologies. I've talked to drug company heads. I'm talking about people worth hundreds of millions of dollars apiece that run billion-dollar companies. And they've explained, oh, yeah, we have drugs that will cure this, cure that. But it's never approved because it's seen as a disruptive technology. There's all sorts of better treatments for cancer, in some cases cures. But you're never going to get access to it because it's a disruptive technology, disruptive to the monopolies and the social engineering. And so they get up there and they say, everything is government. Everything. Now, what government has become is a big monopolistic system for a very small cadre of global corporations who are setting up a global corporate fascist government in their own words. They admit it is authoritarian. I mean, the editor of the Financial Times of London, he's their foreign editor. He went to Bilderberg this year. He's written multiple articles saying, yeah, it's world government. In fact, one's called Time for World Government and Now for World Government. And he says, we're authoritarian. We were secretive. We run your life. So what? Take it. Head of the Kissinger Group, Rothkopf, wrote a book, Superclass, saying the same thing. You know, that's what's frustrating is they all sit there and write books about how they've set up a private corporate world government that's anti-free market, monopolistic, and then congratulate themselves that they were able to take over. So that's the evidence that they should be in charge, is survival of the fittest, while they send out Obama to push communism and socialism at the grassroots. But that only means taking from people making $125,000 or a quarter million collectively, the husband and wife, a year, not to give it to the poor people. See, they're bankrupting the country, doubling the amount of people on welfare rolls or surviving off a check in the last 4 years since the design implosion. And then they devalue the dollar so those checks won't buy anything anymore. They let government take over the health care. So, yeah, you get, quote, government, quote, free health care, but it's watered down and is basically eugenics. And you try to communicate that to a dumbed down population of people that all they know about is American Idol. They just don't understand it. It's like when Mitt Romney, just giving rhetoric and red meat to conservatives, it isn't what he'll actually do if he got in office. Down at the NAACP in Houston said, look, we're going to have to cut non-essential programs like shrimp on treadmills. I'm not joking. They spent millions on shrimp on treadmills. If you think I'm joking, the federal government paid for that. You know, illegal aliens get better in-state tuition in most states than citizens. They basically get free education. You know, things like that, of course, Romney would never actually cut that when he was actually a governor. He was all for it because that's what the globalists want, and that's what they get. They want to bankrupt things. They want to create a dependent class. And the NAACP, when he said we need to get rid of Obamacare, they booed him. We're going to play that later coming up. But this is the type of issue, and there it is, tax dollars fund shrimp on treadmills, jello wrestling in Antarctica. And you're like, well, that's silly. What's the point? I mean, it's silly to have Obama come out and say, I don't like people clutching their Bibles and their guns, because he knows he's deindustrializing them. And it's the last thing. That's what they hate. The state is not God because you have the Bible, whether Obama believes the Bible's real or not, whether you believe it's real or not. It does. If that's God to you, it isn't the state. And that narrative, that idea, that system is about family and standing up against evil if you actually read it. So, you know, in a private deal with people giving him, you know, $30,000 a plate 4 years ago in San Francisco, he says, don't worry, we're going to get these bitter clingers. We play the clip, you've heard it. You know, they're bitterly clinging their Bibles and their guns. But you see, that is the enemy. We've still got the fact that the government isn't God. Collectivism and the Borg system isn't our God. And we've still got guns, and that's what they can't stand. We don't worship them mindlessly and bind everything they say, and we've got guns. And those are the final things. They're going to take everything else. Unless you're in a globalist city, like Austin, Texas, where they live, or certain areas of San Francisco, certain areas of Manhattan, then things are going to be boomtown. But everywhere else, except for the high-tech citadels, the high-tech reservations, everything is going to be imploded. And that's their stated goal. Ted Turner, Maury Strong, Prince Charles, Prince Philip, Bill and Melinda Gates, all of them. They all talk about the post-industrial world. Go look it up. Because that's going to, you're going to be on a calorie card. You're going to be tracked everything you do, just like the Hunger Games. That is an in-your-face analogy or parable of what they would like to build. Do you understand that, ladies and gentlemen? That's what they want. That's what they're creating. That's what they're doing. That's been their plan in the UN Biological Diversity Assessment 1996. Not the one at the UN website that's redacted. They've expunged it everywhere. You've got to go to the library to get it. I did. University of Texas Library. And it's in my film, Road to Tyranny. 911, The Road to Tyranny. Screenshots and blow-ups of them saying they were going to create feudalism again. We will live in rural areas, highly controlled, one child being sterilized. They will live in high-tech command bases. That is their plan. Okay, exempt from all the laws they pass on us. This is Agenda 21. So I want to play to you Obama at his speech with disdain for all entrepreneurs. This is, again, the majority of government contracts are supposed to go to small companies. None of it does. There's a secret blacklist that's come out. They won't give you contracts. This is, I mean, even if you're going to have a big government, yeah, there were contracts to locals. At least there'd be some jobs. No. This is all offshore. This is all done by design. This is all designed to bring you economically. This is siege. This is government in the form of siege. Study siege, the most ancient form of total warfare. We are under globalist siege. Africa is under globalist siege. Latin America is under globalist siege. If a country kicks the globalists down, then the UN, everybody puts sanctions on them and embargoes and puts U.S. Navy off their coast or NATO military to block even food or medicine coming in. This is total and complete world government in everyone's face. Total and complete world government. A scientific takeover blueprint that is public. No quarter will be given, ladies and gentlemen. They're not going to let you beg them. Let's go ahead and play a clip of Obama indicting the American dream, indicting it and saying government is the answer from which everything, yeah, a crony government run by offshore banks who happen to be eugenicists. Even if you believe in the mega state, total state, worship the state system. And all the nightmares it creates in history, and you're ignorant. Don't you understand? This is a tyranny. This is a conversion of the economy. We'll take you out to break with Lord Obama. Here it is.
If you've been successful, you didn't get there on your own. I'm always struck by people who think, well, it must be because I was just so smart. There are a lot of smart people out there. It must be because I worked harder than everybody else. Let me tell you something. There are a whole bunch of hard-working people out there. If you were successful, somebody along the line gave you some help. There was a great teacher somewhere in your life. Somebody helped to create this unbelievable American system that we had that allowed you to thrive. Somebody invested in roads and bridges. If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen. The internet didn't get invented on its own. Government research created the internet so then all the companies could make money off the internet.
Stop right there. Not human research, not things developed and then the government put together and then that was deployed, knowing this technology was coming, they deployed it to make sure they had back doors in it to control it to make it a tyranny. We're going to come back and run down more of this and really break down just how serious this is. And then we're going to get into all the other incredible news. Stay with us. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, they completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So Obama says that you never built a business, you never did anything. If you are born with talent and skill and apply yourself and are a great sculptor or painter or a great photographer, no, you didn't do that. If I worked probably 18 hours a day for my first 15 years on air, I still work about 12, 13, 14 hours. Even when I'm home, I'm working. I didn't foresee the globalists coming. I didn't read their documents. I didn't go to the library. I didn't research. I didn't do anything. I didn't hire people and get sponsors and work hard to build my own media system from the ground up. No, government did that. And my wife and I didn't get together and work hard and raise our children. My wife and I didn't change diapers. Obama did. I mean, everything is them. Everything is them. I remember when SOS, the local environmental group, was taking people's property to turn around and build housing developments on it that they themselves own. I remember being in radio debates with some of the heads of it and some of the city council people, and they would look at me when I was on other people's shows back when I was passing in 96, 97. And they'd look at me during the breaks and they'd smile and they'd say, there's nothing you can do. We're taking over and government directs everything. Everything is a planned economy. We know best. We're the reason there's prosperity. And there they were, literally taking ranchers and farmers I was interviewing's property for the earth, saying you will sell it, eminent domain, 3 cents on the dollar. And then just 5 years later, turning around, taking restrictions off, having the former mayor's own development bank loan the money to developers. And then the very bureaucrats that took the property moving into $2 million houses in the most beautiful areas outside Austin. And you know what? They command the SWAT teams. If you don't give your property up, you're dead. They will send them. You will die. And you know what? Thank God for them. There's nothing like having somebody with a 5,000-acre cattle ranch that's probably worth $100 million or more at the time, you know, being given $2 million for it. And then watching as the restrictions are taken off of it and it's built on hotels, spas, shopping malls, luxury communities. I mean, that's that government did that. Doesn't matter if, you know, that family's great-grandfather moved in there, cleared the trees themselves, started raising cows and goats on it 100-and-something years ago. Doesn't matter if they worked their fingers to the bone. Doesn't matter. No. Government took it and then gave it to select insiders. And mafia government is why the grass grows, the sun shines, the birds sing. Those of us that gamble everything to start businesses and operations and that work hard to make sure things happen and that do the interviews and hire the people and train them on the skills and then put them in positions and then put reporters on the air and create notoriety and a career for them, I get zero credit. I am, in fact, a parasitic piece of filth for demanding more out of people. We're trying to get people to the next level so that they can then go on someday and maybe create their own system. I am bad. Entrepreneurs, trailblazers, builders, inventors are scum. Government taking taxpayer money and buying it all up and then selectively giving it to certain corporations like Google to then deploy taxpayer-funded technology against the taxpayers, that's good. Government taking our tax money. Well, government doesn't have our consent anymore. It has a 9% approval rating on average. Congress does. Doesn't matter if they don't have our consent. They are God. They are good. We are trash. We are filth. You built a business, you didn't build it. If you have a successful business, you didn't build it, you don't have credit. If you get up, a lot of these little stands that make tacos and fajitas and things, I mean, there are little guys around Austin that have got 10, 20 stands apiece now, making millions of dollars a year. I've talked to some of them, people that came to this country with nothing 20 years ago, 5 years ago, start little taco stands that, and it's competitive. Whoever has the best tacos starts getting the business. And then suddenly they have 20 taco stands around town. Their hard work, getting up at 4 a.m., making the tacos, going out there in the freezing cold or the hot, being bit by mosquitoes, whatever, and doing that, you get no credit. You did nothing. Government that takes your money and shakes you down is actually just lovingly caressing you, and they built everything. Government. Okay? The American dream is evil.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm going to run over some other news here quickly, and then I'm going to go to your phone calls. If you're entrepreneurs, do you agree that government did it all and you didn't do anything? As Obama said, imagine if somebody told you 10 years ago that an American president, that under that president, the welfare rolls would double. And that then we would get to a point where the president looked at you and said, if you have a business, you didn't build it. Implying that if you have crew or employees, they're not paid. Or that in a free system, they didn't come and seek employment. And again, that's to play employees off against owners by the government. That's the plan here, and this is class warfare. Of course, you know that at a tune of about 5-1, the bankers, the corporate welfare, you're never going to hear Mitt Romney talk about corporate welfare. You're never going to hear Rush Limbaugh talk about corporate welfare. You never, every once in a while, they'll talk about crony capitalism in relationship to Democrats openly giving their friends, here's a billion, here's 500 million, here's a waiver on regulations we passed. Because that's why government always goes bad. And the bigger the government, the worse. Because it allows those corrupt influence to get in there through bribery, blackmail, payoffs, sex, everything. Because, I mean, if you can get to a senator, a senior senator, they can get your legislation in. They can get it through. They can get you hundreds of billions of dollars in contracts. They can write regulations to shut down your competition and give you a waiver. And these poor welfare class people, they've never worked a real day in their life, many of them. They have no idea. They sit around watching daytime TV all day with the lawyer ads and the sitcoms and the MTV. And I mean, can you blame them? They don't have a hope in the world of anything. But then there's people who've had their arms and legs blown off in combat. They've got to be on disability. You've got all the people who've got chronic health problems from all the chemical and biological warfare and bad health decisions who the insurance companies won't insure. And so then that gets thrown on the states that are going bankrupt. You got 35 million illegal aliens bankrupting the system. Can you go to Mexico and get free health care? They laugh at you. So the plan is bankrupt the country. And so now we've been bankrupted just off our own $15 trillion they got us into debt on. They've signed us on to $644 trillion. That's a two-year-old number. It's over $700 trillion now. Of the $1.5 quadrillion worldwide, fake paper. It'd be like if I set up a money laundering operation or a counterfeiting operation, and I got the city of Austin to invest in it, and the city of Austin was going to go belly up if they didn't sign on to debt 20 times the debt of city of Austin, you know, just an analogy here. And so so instead of going to jail, the city of Austin comes out and says, Alex Jones has to run everything now because he signed us on to this fraud. And I get up there and lecture you about how you're going to live under austerity. This is the plan. If we had a free market in healthcare like we used to have, these new procedures would get approved quicker. People would find out what procedures really worked better. It wouldn't just be a bunch of drug companies running things, selling you drugs that kill you dead or to hammer or don't even help you, while blocking approval of good drugs or paying off doctors not to tell you about generic drugs that work even better or older drugs. They know all this. This is on record. This is a gamed insider economy, a mafia economy. It's converting to that. So who does the mafia want to shut down? Who do mafias always want to shut down, even at the micro level? They want to shut down local businesses they don't control, and they don't like the churches because sometimes the local churches might stand up to them. And what does Obama say? He doesn't like bitter clingers who cling their guns and their Bibles. And he doesn't like small business owners because I've done the math. I'm not some, you know, globalist billionaire exempt from all this stuff. And so on average, taxes one way or another, guess what percentage, because I've had my accountant do it, had a CPA do it, looking at all my numbers, one of the top accounting firms here in Austin, because we have first-rate accounting now. 5 years ago, we didn't. I mean, I've gotten neurotic about it. Guess how much Alex Jones pays in taxes at the end of each year, county, state, Federal Reserve, all of it. Guess what I pay? Guess. 56%. And folks, that ain't enough. You understand? It isn't enough. I mean, feudal serfs in Europe on average have about 10%. It's the same number in feudal Japan. 10%. 10%. 10%. If you grew rice, you gave 10%. If you grew vegetables, if you caught fish, you gave 10%. 10%. If you sold those at the market, you got some silver, 10%. The tax collector was there at the end of the dock to get the money. And there you could argue, you know, they had Japanese, you know, ships out there to stop Hun raiders coming in and pressing and taking the Japanese as slaves. I mean, that was always the argument for government before. But the government doesn't even do that. It doesn't even protect us now, does it? In fact, they're the globalist raiders shutting down our country. So a feudal serf, a chattel bondsman, slave of the land, quasi-complete slave, they pay 10%. I pay 56%. Google pays 3%. General Electric, 0. General Motors, 0. Look it up, 0. 0. The trillions they make offshore never comes back. Tax exempt. They write the laws to shut down their competition here domestically and move it to China, Mexico, India, and 160 plus other third world countries. And then why do you think all over the country, even Forbes has asked the question, why is there a war on lemonade stands? where they actually arrest people, fine them, you name it, little kids, because the enemy is anybody with a garden, anybody with a little shop. Garage sales are being harassed everywhere. Louisiana passed a law last year that you can't use cash in secondhand sales, or it's a felony and giant fines. The feds now have little teams that go out to garage sales, and if you're selling anything that was recalled, even 10 years ago, you know, there's giant books of that each year. You're selling some toys, some table that was recalled. You get $1 million fine, and the second offense, $15 million fine. If you think I'm joking, just type in $15 million fine for garage sales. AP, Reuters, Fox. This is the control. Hey, you're a multinational corporation that knowingly puts measles, mumps, and rubella in the shot, knowing it's going to make you sick, and laughing, saying this will make people get scared and take more of the shot, which will cause more MMR. So then we'll... That all came out. And did they get in trouble? No. I mean, I guess they paid a fine of like 2.5% of their year's gross. What they make in a couple days. When big government outfits get caught doing things. You know, when government gets caught nerve gassing our own troops and thousands of experiments, killing many of them. Does anybody get in trouble? No. It just comes out later. Or Hillary apologizes. Oh, we're sorry. We had a U.S. aid program where we injected Guatemalan and El Salvadoran children with live syphilis. We're sorry. Get me the clip, please, of Romney. So here's Romney acting like a conservative. You know, wolf in sheep's clothing there. But at least the rhetoric's out there to counter it, saying, hey, we're going to go bankrupt. We don't need all these, you know, entitlements. But what about the defense entitlements? See, 1 in 7 is on a welfare check. 1 out of 4 is on Social Security. It's about to be 2 out of 4. Or they sound like in 10 years it's going to be half the people are on Social Security because it's an aging population. Just a couple years. But if you add it all up, 51% survive off a government contract or a government check. That's why old people are like, how can Obama come out and say, business owners are bad, you didn't build jack squat, the state owns you, the state's where the milk comes from. Milk and honey. Your mama didn't breastfeed you, the state did. The state creates wondrous, you know, happiness. The state is so good. The state is so happy. Look what it did for Detroit. You know, don't you love a wasteland? Don't you love North Korea? I mean, Americans on cue when they stage a terror attack will go out and cry in the streets like people in North Korea. People in England on cue go out and worship the Queen when they tell them to, just like it's, you know, North Korea. This is a joke, ladies and gentlemen. Government, where you have these big governments like Cuba and North Korea, they've got cars from the 1950s, the last cars they were able to buy from the United States or Europe. They can't, the government can't even make an automobile. But let me tell you what they can do. They've got forced labor camps, and they've got crazed-eyed police and military. You ever seen the military and police in North Korea in those films, how crazy-eyed they are? Just totally wild on power trips. Same thing in China. They're the worst of society, and you know what? They got fancy uniforms and lots of medals, and they look like total clowns, just like the people running our systems are. You're clowns. You're jokes. You don't intimidate us. You are a disgrace. All the government awards and government parades and shutting down whole cities when Obama was here yesterday, I-35, hours of backed up traffic during rush hour in the afternoon and at night, totally shut down, bedlam. We got video of it from three angles. We're going to show it on the nightly news tonight. Have a full report the next time. They got so much footage. I'll be hosting the news tonight. All of this in our face. And this is it. Government delivers Nazi Germany, Soviet Russia, Communist China, Communist North Korea. Look, I talk to people and business people, and I got somebody working for me that family had a business with a lot of employees, very successful, in Venezuela. And Chavez showed up. Chavez's people showed up. What was it, 5 years ago? And said, okay, you're not paid anymore. But if you want to keep the property this is on, and not have us basically arrest you. You're going to sit here and run this, and these are the people you're going to hire now to run your private school. All the rest of you are fired. Get out of here. The state's taking this over. Oh, man. That's what Obama is getting you ready for. Nationalization of everything. And then what do people do that have businesses? They just say, you know what? You forget it. I'm not going to do this. And everything collapses. That's what they want. That's what they want. They want to be in their little armored citadels with us all running around here in squalor. That's the plan. Totally destroy the country. Because the globalists hate you more than they even hate the Muslims. And I know there's Muslim extremists and the globalists fund a lot of them, and I get all the Clash of Civilizations. But the globalists wrote white papers like the Clash of Civilizations, PNAC, where they said they were going to radicalize Muslims. The State Department admits they did it. And played us off against each other. They don't like the Muslims because you can say what you want, but they're pro-family. And they're not into porn, and they're not into vaccines, and they're not into fractional reserve banking and money changing. And that's why they've got to be destroyed. The corrupt Saudi Arabian system, it's going to be the model. But if you think the globalists hate the Muslims, folks, they hate us about 100 times more. And look what they've done to us culturally. They even brag they've done this to us culturally, scientifically, wrecking us. I want to talk to a few entrepreneurs. If you're an entrepreneur, do you disagree with me? I mean, when you make a film and work 2-3 jobs to be able to do it and then become successful, or when you start a restaurant and bust your butt, or when you start selling used cars and then finally get your own dealership, you know, over 20 years, or if you're a farmer out there working. I mean, I've worked as a farmer. I've worked as for a large animal vet. I've seen how the farmers and ranchers work, folks. I was out at Steiner Ranch a few months ago doing a video shoot, and we were leaving at 9 at night, and there were people out there cutting hay because the hay was ready to come in. You know what? Working 16 hours a day, you didn't do jack squat, buddy. Government did. Really, they collectivized the farms of the Soviet Union and the Ukraine and in China, and it killed over 100 million people, 64 million conservatively. China says 80-plus million. Our State Department says 64 mil. Russians killed over 40 million over 2 decades. In 1 year, they killed 10 million Ukrainians. And you're like, man, that's a... No. It was done on purpose. Lenin wrote it was done on purpose. Because it's what they like to do. And all big governments are bad, crazy people, and they always want to wear black uniforms, they always want to set up checkpoints, and they always want to take over your business, and they always want your wife. And every evil person in one of these systems is now being given power. You know, it was confirmed that police, it actually came out in the back of the news, back of the paper, would shoot anyone trying to walk out on the highways. They wouldn't let you leave New Orleans. They would come to your house, take your guns, and make you go to the Superdome to be raped with no one protecting you. And then the police would come back to a good-looking woman's house, tie their husband up, and rape them, and then kill them. Oh, yeah, I've talked to people that saw it. And it was little footnotes. Yeah, a lot of dead bodies. Yeah, tied-up families. Raped and killed by the police. That's America. Now, is every city that bad? No, but it soon will be. Because they're getting rid of all the good cops, just like Serpico said. And they're putting people in that want to tie you up and rape your wife and bash your children's brains out in front of you before they take a switchblade out and slit your throat. And you're like, why would they do that? Because they like to do that. You like to take a girl out and date her and get to know her and all that passion and everything. They don't like that. They like women tied up. And they like uniforms, and they like black uniforms, and they like checkpoints. And every culture that goes under, whether it's communist or fascist, if it's authoritarian, it creates the same thing. Okay? And we're here now. And they're openly saying businesses are bad now. Okay? And they're openly... I've talked to military. You know, we have the whistleblower email. People can send us whistleblowers at Infowars.com. But it's coming in and coming. We already have video of it happening where they're training the troops nationwide that anyone that resists having their guns taken and being taken to a FEMA camp and forcibly inoculated is a, quote, domestic terrorist, and you are to kill them. And you don't want to endanger yourself with somebody who's a dead-ender. That's what they call it when you're in your house with your family. They're just going to pull up with a armored vehicle with a flamethrower on the end, just like Waco, and they're going to burn your house down. and then say you burned your house down. And it won't be on the news. It'll just be some houses burned down tonight. So the answer is to this 1984 is 1776. And the answer is, if this stuff does go to that and does unfold and they're going around trying to pick everybody up, you don't wait at your house, folks, okay? That's rule 101. Because these cowards will come and they will burn your house down. And they'll sit around and joke about it. You know, they would pull over Iraqi families and just run their tanks over and laugh at them and say, that's what you get for looting. The family is out there getting sticks out of the field to have a fire to cook their food. And the army pulls up with an Abrams with little kids. It's an old broken down car. And they line them up. They shoot the car, laugh at them as the family cries, run over it. And then look, again, all of it will be visited on us. The 52 million aborted babies, all the dead in our name. It will all come back sevenfold on America. You understand that? We'll be right back. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Yeah, we don't need any brainwashing control. The president breaking in over radio, TV, and cell phones giving us messages. We don't need Janet Napolitano in most Walmarts now on Jumbotrons saying, watch everyone but the government, trust no one but your loving government. We don't need the president up there saying entrepreneurs are bad and lazy and scum, but welfare people are great, including corporate welfare. Again, the TSA sticks their hands down your pants now. It's all meant to be over the top. It's all meant to be an over the top, complete police state system in your face. And now you've got all these people don't know how to work, can't find good jobs to work because of inflation. The McDonald's jobs aren't going to be able to pay for anything. They're eating poison food. They're getting sick. And the answer is get the rich people. And that means your neighbor, they've got $10 more than you. You go to these big welfare cities like Chicago and other areas, and you see the poor welfare people, and they look at anybody with nice shoes or a nice shirt like they are trash and with hate. These people have no hope, no dreams. They watch television about Bling and P. Diddy all day and feel like total trash. This mass-marketed Madison Avenue makes them feel like total garbage and takes their destiny away, their self-respect, everything. And then the bureaucracy comes to them and says, you don't have to just be on welfare. You can be a bureaucrat. You can be a CPS. You can be a cop. You can be a meter maid. You can be a bureaucrat. You're going to be a green police. And they say, well, yes, we are. And so if you're on your piece of your property out there bird watching, and a bunch of weirdos show up in uniforms to get in your face, folks, that's who they are. CPS comes to take your kids. They're generally 400, 500-pound former welfare recipients who can hardly talk, but they're going to take your crying kid and put them on Prozac when they cry for you at age 4. They're going to commit their crimes against us over and over again. Coming up after I take a few calls, we've got former Senator John DeCamp who exposed, and I'm sort of thinking about this, and I remembered it, and sure enough, there was an article about it. He had exposed stuff at Penn State 15, 16, 17 years ago. He's coming up. Unbelievable. And how high it really goes. I want to play a clip, though, of Romney. I mentioned this. Imagine, Romney's talking to the NAACP, and he says, we're going to get rid of Obamacare. They're like, no, boo, boo. Yeah, they turn Americans away all day long. But if you're an illegal alien, they don't turn you away. But you're not supposed to turn citizens away. No one can be turned away from health care or from drugs. It's called charity care. Most of these hospitals are charity. They're supposed to have half their business be charity. A regular doctor is supposed to be 30%. But now under Obamacare, they're getting rid of the charity care. And it doesn't cover pre-existing conditions. And it's written by the insurance companies, but they don't care. Because, Obama, he sits up there with a fake, urban black accent and reads off a teleprompter. And you know what? People feel like they're winning. Just like Republicans feel like they're going to win with Mitt Romney. Because he's a Republican. Here it is.
And so to do that, I'm going to eliminate every non-essential expensive program I can find. That includes Obamacare. And I'm going to work to reform and save...
That's enough. You notice he was pleased by the boo. Because even though he plans to continue everything Obama's doing, because that's the globalist game plan, the rhetoric, though, at least he now can get some popularity amongst conservatives. And his popularity is going up now. Well, he did write Obamacare, is for open borders, carbon taxes, and assault weapon bans. But he's talking the right talk now. But no, he won't tell you about, if he would have said, listen, these mega banks and big foreign corporations, they've gotten trillions. We're going to cut that. And we're going to give that back to you in tax breaks. He might have gotten a cheer, but instead he just put it out kind of as that mainline Republican.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.